You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jennifer. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
All right. Sorry to hear that, but I'll make sure to get you taken care of today. Are you in a safe location?
Yes.
Okay. Can I have the spelling of your first name?
T-R-A-K-E-S-H-I-A.
Thank you. And the spelling of the last name?
G-U-N-T-E-R.
Thank you. And a good callback number in case we ever get disconnected?
Area code 915-487-1189.
Okay, so I have 915-487-1189.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like to receive a text message of your driver's name and phone number and ETA?
Repeat that.
Would you like to receive a text
What'd
message
you
of your driver's name and phone number and ETA?
Yeah.
Thank you. Message and data rates may apply. And for security purposes, can I have you to validate the address on your policy?
1507 16th Avenue North, Columbus, Mississippi, 39701. And also, whoever you're sending, because I'm basically locked out of my car, so are they going to have the appropriate tools?
Yes, ma'am. And what is the year,
right,
make, model,
and
color? Go ahead.
2019 Chevrolet Camaro Black.
Thank you. And you say that you locked your keys in your car?
Uh-huh. And then last time I called about the same thing, except that I was able to find my spare. The battery died in the spare, so it's happened again. But my point of bringing it up is last time nobody ever showed up. And when I called the service that you guys went through, they said it was canceled on you guys' end and not mine. That's why they never came. So I want to make sure that don't happen twice.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And it didn't show a reason why I was canceled. So I don't need that again because I need to get in my vehicle.
So you're requesting a lockout service?
Mm-hmm.
And where are the keys inside of the vehicle?
Yep, that's why I'm locked out.
Oh, no, ma'am. Where are they inside of the vehicle? Like on the seat or in the trunk?
Oh, yeah, they were inside of the vehicle, not
okay.
In the trunk. And like I said, honestly, my key normally usually doesn't lock because of the way the car is made, but I'm thinking the key fob battery is low. So now you're actually able to lock it without it detecting the key that it's inside. So that's why it's been happening, because I have a habit of leaving the key because I know the door won't lock. But now it's locking, and I'm thinking it's because the fob key battery is low.
Oh, yeah, my key does that, too. I hate it.
Yeah, and so now it's becoming an issue because I keep forgetting that it can actually lock now. So.
Okay, so I just have a couple of questions for you. This is for the provider, but if it doesn't apply, you can just state no. Are there any broken keys involved?
So is any broken keys involved?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Okay, and lastly, does your vehicle have power locks?
Yes.
Good deal. And you will be the person there with the vehicle when the driver gets there?
Mm-hmm, more than likely, but if not, a friend of mine. But I should be back because I intend on coming back when they call and say that they're on their way, so... I'm not going to be far from home. I just have to go and run and do something.
All righty. And is the vehicle currently located at a business or residence?
Resident.
Okay. What's that address?
It's 102 New Bell Drive, Columbus, Mississippi, 39701. New Bell Road, I'm sorry. And it's going to be townhouses, apartment T8.
And was that Newberry or New Barrel?
Say what? I'm sorry.
For that street, is it Newberry or New Barrel?
New Bell, B-E-L-L.
Oh, okay. So it's two words?
Well, it's put together, New Bell.
N-E-W-B-E-L-L.
Okay. It's together.
All righty. So I have 102 New Bell Road. That's in Columbus, Mississippi, 39705.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good deal. And what was the apartment number?
8.
Apartment number 8.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and does the provider need to be aware of any special driving instructions or gate codes?
Mm-mm. Well, will you make sure it's somewhere in the notes or something that they call me when they're on their way? And hopefully they don't get canceled, because I don't know if you can see in your system maybe a reason why it was canceled the last time, because Champion said that they thought it was canceled on you guys' end, but it didn't say a reason why. And so last time I was just waiting and waiting and waiting and thinking they were on their way, because they said 40 minutes, and the whole time they were never even coming.
Okay, so what I'll do, I will tell them as far as with, how much time do you need as far as with the upon arrival, 10 minutes?
Yeah, that'll be fine. About 20 minutes, 10, 20 minutes, yeah. And hell, if they're going to come that fast, I won't even leave. But yeah, I can be back as soon as they're on their way. I'm not going to be far from home.
Okay, so what I'll do is keep an eye on the account as well. And you should receive, as far as with the text message, shortly. I would say if you don't receive a text message within the next 10 minutes, to give us a call back and just check on it, but I'll keep an eye on it myself,
mm-hmm.
and I have them to give you a call within 10 or 20 minutes upon arrival.
Okay, I appreciate it, and please, I know you probably got a lot of clients, but please keep an eye on it and kind of call or let me know something, because I really need to get in there today before
well,
the day is over.
In matter of fact, I'll give you a call once it's dispatched as well.
Okay.
All righty, and I'll speak with you shortly.
All right, thanks.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Okay.